Booyaka Sha. Now today I is with me main man, the Mr. Robert Jenrick MP, and he has put a bill before the House of Commons of England in which he wants to ban the cousin marriage. So, Mr. Jenrick, would you nob your cousin? No. Why not? Because if you did, then the offspring could have serious mental and physical health problems due to double doses of harmful mutant genes. Yeah, but Mr. Jenrick, would you nob your cousin if she was really fit? No, I mean really fit. No, Mr. Jenrick, I don't think you understand what I is saying. I is saying, would you nob your cousin if she was like really, really fit? Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of The Jolly Heretic. Now, today I would like to talk about a cousin marriage. Mr. Robert Jenrick has put a bill before Parliament in which he wishes to outlaw cousin marriage. This would, of course, outlaw the existence of a number of quite interesting people. Queen Victoria married her cousin and was the product, I think, of some kind of cousin marriage. And Charles Darwin married his cousin, so his offspring would be out. I believe H.G. Wells was the product of a cousin marriage. Einstein married his cousin. But even so, this is what he wants to do. He wants to ban cousin marriage. And the reason for it, of course, that he daren't say, is that it is relatively common among Arab and South Asian Muslims in the UK, and it is leading to a serious expense for the NHS when you consider that although they make up let's say 20% of the population of a city, they are 70% of those suffering from very serious birth defects. But anyway, he wants to ban cousin marriage. So in this video, I want to look at why people engage in cousin marriage. But before I do so, could you please subscribe? It really, really helps if you do that. Could you subscribe here on YouTube and leave a like and leave a comment so that it spreads what I have to say? And could you subscribe to my Substack, where I do all kinds of interesting interviews, where I do vlogs, where I do videos, where I put the spiciest stuff. And if you like what I do, you can support me for the cost of a pint of beer a month. Okay, back to the video. So he wants to ban cousin marriage. The reason he wants to ban cousin marriage, obviously, is it is an expression of inbreeding. And it means that any offspring of cousin marriage is much more likely to inherit two doses of a harmful mutant gene, which can, of course, result in various congenital diseases, because various diseases are a function of double doses of harmful mutant genes. There are many, 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 many examples of them. Huntington's syndrome, whatever, all kinds of things. So he wants to ban it. The reason why it's come to light, there's always been a little bit of cousin marriage in the UK, in small communities and so on. But the reason why it has come to light is because it is so strongly practiced among Arab and South Asian Muslims, such that there are now significant numbers of people in the UK, particularly in strongly Muslim towns like Bradford, who are suffering from serious birth defects and thus serious mental and physical problems as a consequence of being products of cousin marriage. Indeed, there was a documentary on Channel 4 some years ago about cousin marriage among the Muslim community in the UK, and the documentary maker was herself a product of cousin marriage, and she died in her late 40s of something or other, cancer or something or other, very possibly because she was a product of cousin marriage. So that's cousin marriage. That's why they want to get rid of it. Why on earth would you engage in it? Why on earth would you want to marry your cousin? Why do they do this? Now, this hasn't actually been widely discussed. There is a British Member of Parliament called Iqbal, one of the independent Muslim MPs, who has stood up and opposed this bill, arguing that basically Muslims should be allowed to marry their cousins, but that they should be subject to genetic testing to avoid harmful double doses. But why should you want to marry your cousin? Well, there's a number of reasons. The first reason is high pathogen load. So these people, Arabs and Muslims from South Asia, are adapted to an ecology in which there are very, very, very high levels of pathogens. Pathogens that can kill you. Constant outbreaks of tropical and subtropical diseases that wipe you out. What this means is that you have to be very strongly adapted to those very specific pathogens. You must be genetically adapted to those pathogens. You must carry genes which allow you to fight off those pathogens. Now, pathogen resistance is one of the reasons why many of these unpleasant diseases that you have, that you will express if you have two of the mutant genes, stay in the population. If you have one mutant gene, you might find yourself resistant to tuberculosis. If you have two mutant genes, then you have a problem, and you have a health disorder, and you die young. Now, until relatively recently, this didn't matter, and it certainly wasn't a cost for society or for the National Health Service or whatever, because the offspring that had two double doses would just die young. And the offspring that had one dose, i.e. the not just the mutant gene, but a beneficial mutant gene, they would be extremely healthy. As such, this particular gene would stay in the population. I'd say there are many examples of this that render you resistant to various different illnesses. Malaria is an example of this. Sickle cell anemia, for example, if you have one mutant gene, you have sickle cell. You are resistant to malaria. If you have two mutant genes, you have sickle cell anemia. This is a terrible, terrible problem. You have poor resistance to all kinds of things. You're seriously ill and you die young. So this is why they stay in the population. So if you marry someone that you know is related to you, that is your cousin, that you know is genetically similar to you, then it is very likely that they will carry these genes that will render them resistant to the local pathogens, to the local diseases. And therefore, your children will be resistant to the local diseases. If you marry someone that is genetically distant from you, then you will cause the breaker, then that person might not be resistant to the local diseases. And not only that, but there's further adaptations that don't just involve alleles, where there's two alleles involved. There are complex traits which involve lots and lots of genes working together. And these can make you resistant to local diseases or otherwise strongly adapted to the particular environment. If you marry someone that is genetically distant from you, then the genetic linkages that bring about that adaptation to the ecology will be broken up. And therefore, your child will be less adapted to the ecology. He will be less healthy and he will be less likely to survive. So cousin marriage makes sense because you know this person is your cousin. You know this person is adapted to the ecology that you are adapted to. And you know that your offspring will therefore be likely to be adapted to the ecology and will therefore survive. One. And two, if you have a specific allele that renders you resistant to that disease, then if you marry your cousin, it is more likely that that they will have that allele and therefore your offspring will also have that allele. And yes, it may be the case that 25% or whatever of your offspring will have harmful double doses of the allele or whatever it happens to be, but they will just die young, as is the case with 50% of offspring anyway, and so that doesn't really matter. And so what you end up with is this extremely healthy offspring that is highly adapted to the ecology. It therefore makes sense to marry your cousins. It would therefore even further make sense in a context of high pathogen load to literally be sexually attracted to people that were genetically more similar to you, to be sexually attracted to your cousins in a way that those from an ecology of lower pathogen load would be less adapted to be. So that's the first reason. The second reason is that these ecologies, compared to somewhere like Europe, are unstable, unpredictable and easy. The food is on the trees, it is hot, it is summer most of the year. And so the result of that is that there is much less of a pressure to be selected towards being highly cooperative. It is much easier to survive as a person that is not especially cooperative. Now, this is a problem because computer models indicate that the group that is going to dominate and destroy...
Are you ready for the future of the West?